Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Wow, Peter, look at this. I think I've found the ideal gift for your parents' anniversary.
Great. What have you found? I've been wondering for a while, but couldn't come up with anything.
Here, look at this advert. Perfect, isn't it?
Are you serious, Tanya? This thing costs loads of money, and I'm not sure they'd even be able to turn it on. You know, my mum, she's old-fashioned and...
Come on, it's an awesome gift. I'm sure your mum gets tired cleaning their house, and a cleaning robot is something she could use every day to keep the floor clean. It would help her a lot, and I think that's important in a gift. And even your father'd be pleased with a robot vacuum cleaner. He could have his own house-cleaning robot, like in a science fiction film.
Well, you're probably right about my father. He's always loved new technology. But do you think my mum would be okay with a robot cleaning her house? She doesn't even like you or the kids or even any of her friends helping her, remember? She's never satisfied with the way other people clean.
That's very true, Peter. She can be difficult about cleaning, but believe me, this is different. It's not a person who doesn't do things the way she likes to do them. She'll just have to switch this on and forget all about it. As easy as that.
I don't know. Is it really only pushing the start button? Does it really save time compared to traditional Hoovers? Is it easy for older people to use? I have so many questions.
Well, what they say here in the advert is, it's much smaller and lighter than other Hoovers. It goes under low furniture easily and is also much quieter.
Okay, you're persuading me. It sounds like there are a lot of advantages, but are these all true? And what about the disadvantages?
Obviously, they haven't mentioned those, but you could go online and read some reviews yourself.
I'll definitely do that. I think we should read what somebody who's bought it thinks and only buy it if we believe it really would be a benefit. I don't want to buy my parents something useless. Think about all the useless, expensive electrical equipment we've spent hundreds on over the past few years.
All right, all right. While you're checking the reviews, do you want me to call your sister to ask what she's planning to get?
Oh, yes, please. Could you agree where we're having dinner with her and say we'll get the flowers? And Tanya, perhaps you could ask her what she thinks about a robot cleaner. It would be cheaper to get it from all of us.
You still think it's too much, don't you? Okay, I'll do my best. It is expensive, I agree. Wow, Peter, look at this. I think I've found the ideal gift for your parents' anniversary.
Great. What have you found? I've been wondering for a while, but couldn't come up with anything.
Here, look at this advert. Perfect, isn't it?
Are you serious, Tanya? This thing costs loads of money, and I'm not sure they'd even be able to turn it on. You know, my mum, she's old-fashioned and...
Come on, it's an awesome gift. I'm sure your mum gets tired cleaning their house, and a cleaning robot is something she could use every day to keep the floor clean. It would help her a lot, and I think that's important in a gift. And even your father'd be pleased with a robot vacuum cleaner. He could have his own house-cleaning robot, like in a science fiction film.
Well, you're probably right about my father. He's always loved new technology. But do you think my mum would be okay with a robot cleaning her house? She doesn't even like you or the kids or even any of her friends helping her, remember? She's never satisfied with the way other people clean.
That's very true, Peter. She can be difficult about cleaning, but believe me, this is different. It's not a person who doesn't do things the way she likes to do them. She'll just have to switch this on and forget all about it. As easy as that.
I don't know. Is it really only pushing the start button? Does it really save time compared to traditional Hoovers? Is it easy for older people to use? I have so many questions.
Well, what they say here in the advert is, it's much smaller and lighter than other Hoovers. It goes under low furniture easily and is also much quieter.
Okay, you're persuading me. It sounds like there are a lot of advantages, but are these all true? And what about the disadvantages?
Obviously, they haven't mentioned those, but you could go online and read some reviews yourself.
I'll definitely do that. I think we should read what somebody who's bought it thinks, and only buy it if we believe it really would be a benefit. I don't want to buy my parents something useless. Think about all the useless, expensive electrical equipment we've spent hundreds on over the past few years.
All right, all right. While you're checking the reviews, do you want me to call your sister to ask what she's planning to get?
Oh, yes, please. Could you agree where we're having dinner with her and say we'll get the flowers? And Tanya, perhaps you could ask her what she thinks about a robot cleaner. It would be cheaper to get it from all of us.
You still think it's too much, don't you? OK, I'll do my best. It is expensive, I agree.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.